Welcome, everybody, on this beautiful Easter morning. How wonderful it is to be able to worship together this morning.
It certainly is. Let's start our service now together. And please join in with the words in bold print. Alleluia! Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia!
Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
He has given us new life and hope. He has raised Jesus from the dead.
Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
And we say the prayer together. Faithful one, whose word is life, come with saving power to free our praise, inspire our prayer, and shape our lives for the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Jesus Christ, risen Master and triumphant Lord, we come to you in sorrow for our sins and confess to you our weakness and our unbelief. We have lived by our own strength and not by the power of your resurrection. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We have lived by the light of our own eyes as faithless and not believing. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We have lived for this world alone and doubted our home in heaven. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. And we hear the assurance of God's forgiveness in these words. May the God of love and power forgive us and free us from our sins, heal and strengthen us by his Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. And the collect for Easter Day. Lord of all life and power, who through the mighty resurrection of your Son overcame the old order of sin and death to make all things new in him, grant that we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, may reign with him in glory, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be praise and honor, glory and might, now and in all eternity. Amen.
And our first reading is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 10, beginning at verse 34. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. There is no end to his greatness. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your power. All creation praises you, Lord, and your faithful servants bless you. They declare the glory of your kingdom, and tell of your mighty power. My mouth shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. Let every living thing bless his holy name for ever and ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever, world without end. Amen.
And our second reading is taken from Mark chapter 16, beginning at the first verse. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Well, how are you doing on this fine Easter morning? I wonder, is anybody tired? You can, if you're on the phone, you can put your hand up. It's quite private. you can put your hand up on Zoom as well, if you like. Dawn, you're tired. Yes, I can see. Oh, there we are. anyway, there we are. I'm knackered. I don't know how you are. Exhausted is probably a better word. We'll say exhausted, shall we? Yes, right. Okay. Well, what a year this has been, hasn't it? And what a week it's been too, traveling with Christ on the road that brings us to this momentous day of days, a road fraught with dust and danger, with deceit and disappointment. How could it ever, in truth, be other than exhausting? From the Hosanna of Palm Sunday to the Crucify of Good Friday, from the merry chink of 30 pieces of silver to the sickening clang of a Roman hammer on iron nails, from Judas Iscariot's deliberate betrayal to Peter's personal road to hell, paved with so many good intentions. This is a journey designed to exhaust the fittest, calculated to sap the strength of the strongest. Surely we cannot expect to travel with Jesus to Jerusalem, to Gethsemane, to Calvary, through the bureaucratic nightmare of first Annas, then Caiaphas, then Pilate, then Herod, then back to Pilate again, and not feel just a little of what he felt. His physical pain, his mental anguish, his emotional turmoil, his desolate separation from the Father under the black, suffocating blanket of our sin. What we feel may be only a fraction, only a token of his experience. It will not be the death of us as it was of him. But it may, by the grace of God, be enough to bring us to this day wrung out, exhausted, and sensing something of what it cost for him to do all of this for us, and gasping for the breath of new life. Jesus came to share our humanity. He came to reveal to us the Father. He came to be love for us. He came to open again the way to heaven. He came to usher in the kingdom of God. He came to seek and save the lost. He came to fulfill the scripture that God would lay on him the iniquity of us all. Well, how could that not be costly? How could that not be exhausting? How could that not take him beyond endurance to a place neither he nor you nor I could have imagined? Exhausted at the end of Holy Week? You bet. And now, on the third day, after spending the Sabbath shut up and hiding from the hostile world, here come the girls. Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they could go and anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they set off for the tomb. What did they expect to find there? Nothing but the broken body of their friend. And what did they expect to do there? Nothing but what it says on the tin, to anoint his body. And what did they expect would happen next? Nothing really. Life would carry on as it always had, hard, painful, inescapable, and now hopeless too. All the promise gone. Wall-to-wall Romans who couldn't care less, and their own people cock-a-hoop at their petty triumph. Exhausted doesn't even come close. But these are not mere feeble men. Oh no. These are the girls, and they get on with life. And life was there waiting for them, exploding out of the darkness, sweeping them off their feet, bursting over their heads, thundering above the silence of the tomb, just as it was in the beginning, so it is again. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. The stone is rolled away, the grave clothes are neatly folded, the tomb is empty. No, he had not simply fainted on the cross and regained consciousness in the tomb and made his escape. No, the body had not been stolen by the disciples. No, the body had not been removed by the authorities. No, the girls had not got the map upside down and gone to the wrong place. The tomb was empty for this simple reason, because Jesus, who really was dead, really is alive. He was alive then, and he is alive today. He was there in the garden, and he is here now, in this place where you are. In this town, in this village, in this nation, in this church, in this congregation. As we come together to celebrate the reality of the risen Christ on this greatest day of the year, after such an absence and so much anxiety, Jesus invites all who are weary, all who are exhausted, all who don't know what they are, to come and drink again from the fountain of the water of life. He invites you to know his love, to experience his power, and to share in his resurrection as this new day dawns for us all. All together now, alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And so let us declare our faith in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We say together, Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. He was buried. He was raised to life on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. Afterwards, he appeared to his followers and to all the apostles. This we have received, and this we believe. Amen. In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. Father, we praise you for the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, from the dead. Shed his glorious light on all Christian people, that we may live as those who believe in the triumph of the cross. Jesus, Lord of life,
In your mercy, hear us.
We pray for those who at this season are receiving in baptism your Son's new life by water and the Spirit. Dying with Christ, may they know the power of his resurrection. Jesus, Lord of life,
in your mercy, hear us.
We pray for all whom we know and love, both near and far. May their eyes be opened to see the glory of the risen Lord, Jesus, Lord of life.
In your mercy, hear us.
We pray for all who suffer pain and anguish and who stand in need of your strength and healing today. And we especially pray for those who have asked us to pray for them. And so we pray for Pam, Jacques, Jen, Catherine, Brian, David, Jennifer, Mavis, Vera, Stephen, David, Steve, Adrian, Jean, Jane, Olwyn, Alan, Rosemary, Ryan, Andrew, Margaret, Elana, Clifford, Jean, and others known to us. Bring them your healing and fill them with your peace. Jesus, Lord of life,
in your mercy, hear us.
We remember before you all who have died in the hope of resurrection. And especially this morning, we pray for the family and friends and give thanks for the lives of Anne Williams, Doreen Checkitz, Peter Richards, and Margaret Rabjohns. Unite us with them in your undying love.
Jesus, Lord of life,
in your mercy, hear us. Most merciful God, who by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, delivered and saved mankind, grant that by faith in him who suffered on the cross and rose again on the third day, we may triumph in the power of his victory. Jesus, Lord of life,
in your mercy, hear us.
As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And we say the Gloria together this Easter day. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has given us
new life and hope. He has raised Jesus from the dead.
God has claimed us as his own.
He has brought us out of darkness He has made us light to the world.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
May God the Father, by whose love Christ was raised from the dead, open to you who believe the gates of everlasting life. Amen. May God the Son, who in bursting the grave has won a glorious victory, give you joy as you share the Easter faith.
Amen.
May God the Holy Spirit, whom the risen Lord breathed into his disciples, empower you and fill you with Christ's peace.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us and those whom we love and pray for this Easter day and always. Amen. Amen. And we say the words of this final prayer together as we draw our service to a close. God of our salvation, you have restored us to life, and by the triumphant death and resurrection of Christ, you have brought us back again into your love. Continue to heal us as we go to live and work in the power of your Spirit, to your praise and glory. Amen.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been lovely to worship with you together. Remember the coffee morning on Wednesday morning and our Easter online celebration, which is available on the X-Valley website. And Robert and I are hoping to have a bit of time off this week. But thank you to all who have either taken part in or done some work towards the Easter Trail. It's caused much excitement and given much joy. So thank you very much for all of that.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
We hope you have a wonderful Easter day. And next week, we will be here at 10 o'clock on Zoom or the conference call. And there's a service of Holy Communion either at Lockspear or St. Peter's.
Yes, there is. What time are you going to be at Lockspear?
Well, I'm not actually going to be at
Lockspear.
Georgie Bell is going to be at Lockspear. Hurrah. So if you'd like to meet the Reverend Georgie Bell, she will be at Lockspear at 11:15.
And if you'd like to meet me, I'll be at St. Peter's at 11.
Anyway, have a blessed week. God bless and bless you this day.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.